As David was speaking about design and control, I kept envisioning what does happen inside the uterus with a baby. He was talking about time and space. So when you think of the factors of space, the space of the uterus, the space of the amniotic fluid, the umbilical cord, there's things going on in there. And then there is the time. I mean, things are changing because of time, but they're also changing because of space. So what it made me think about or realize is that there's magic in both parts. Like, we sometimes think the magic is all in the design, or the magic is in the other. The magic is just in the control pattern. When you think of DNA, it's a spiral, there's movement in it, and it contains design and control. So that's a bit of a scientific overview. But the main thing that it is stirring in me is the magic that's happening in a process that we're involved in, because magic, David said he was starting out abstract, and now I'm going so abstract, I'm not sure I can even talk about it. But can you just get it if I go like this?
That's the Italian way to explain it. So,
if you ever watch someone do magic, it is about how they do it in space, but also how they do it in form. Like, you're not seeing how they're moving their hands, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it's like, what just happened? That's happening for us as we step into the next moment. That there is, we are filled with the potential of all that's been given, and also the magic and the potential of all that could be. And we have the space of all the agreement and love surrounding us from the people who want to do this with us. And that's all present as we now step in to the next 15 minutes of service. So you guys are playing a part in what's going to happen in the next 15 minutes of service. I have always been thrilled at knowing that it mattered. It matters what kind of space I'm holding. It matters what I'm thinking. It matters if I'm paying attention to the person speaking, because it's all not only just creating atmosphere. Your thoughts are moving the service forward. Does anybody here doubt that? Some of you do. You're just not saying so. I could tell by your whatever. So I had the opportunity today of speaking to one of my friends, just had her first grandchild. And we were at an art show, and she was talking about baptism. They all used to be kind of Catholic, and they kind of go to Catholic church. But she's not sure that they want to baptize this child, and she thinks there should be something. And so I'm in this pattern of design and control, just having the conversation. She would like me to baptize her grandchild. The only thing I know is, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, I baptize you in the name of the Catholic Church, and you will promise. So that's the only baptism I know. So I'm sitting there going, okay. She said they live over near Masonville, so the river goes through their backyard, and she wants me to dunk the baby in the river. I said, can we? It's freezing. This is a newborn baby. we're not walking in. I'm not taking him in and dunking him. But there is, like, can I do what we're talking about? Can I say in this baptism, I set the pattern for you to be totally free, to be the priestess you were designed to be? And would the parents and the grandparents get it? And they'd be looking at it like, well, who's going to teach her that? But what an opportunity. I'm just feeling like I'm excited about having to totally rethink what a baptism could be. And what could I say about the baby that could assist the parents and assist the grandparents to wake up to their own primal spirituality? Like, if I say the right things, they could all go, yeah. If I say the other things, they'll say, who asked Jane to do this? You know, really, like, because the parents don't know me. I only know the grandparents. And she said to me, You are a minister or something, aren't you? I'm something. I'm not a priest, which is what... Actually, when I was raised in the Catholic Church, I was told anybody could baptize. I don't know if any of you remember that, but it was... But that was out of the fear pattern, so that babies that weren't baptized didn't go into limbo. Another whole story. But in the practice of baptism, it is asking the parents to promise something about the baby, that they will be raised in the church. So how do I ask the parents and the grandparents to raise the child consciously when they don't actually necessarily know what I mean by that? So this is an assignment for all of you in the room. The baptism is going to happen on June 16th. Give me your best ideas. But this is just a story, a reflection of magic. Like, this came to my hands, and I have the opportunity to do something new to allow an old form to pass away and a new one to be born. And all my friends are having grandchildren. You know, I just I had another pseudo-granddaughter born this week, Lena Ray. And I know they'll probably have her baptized in the Catholic Church, but the opportunity to even offer a blessing to a child. Most of you know that I consistently kiss Ayla on the top of the head. You think I do that for my own pleasure?
Yes. Well, sorry.
Not just.
Not,
you do
it
for pleasure.
But I'll tell you one of the other reasons I do it for my own pleasure. She also makes me kiss everybody else at the table. So if you want a kiss from me, sit at her table. But there is power in a child knowing someone loves them who doesn't have to. And I learned that a long time ago, that when a child knows you care and you're holding the potential for them and it's not your job, it opens something in their heart that I must be worth something, because this person who doesn't have to offer this to me is. And that's what happens at Sunrise Ranch. Like, I can't tell you the number of people who come here because they know something, but they want to be with people who are interested in doing it together. Not just talk about it, not just read books about it, but to experience the magic of design and control coming together with a group of people interested in doing something consciously together. Sometimes it feels like people aren't very conscious. Does anybody else feel like, what are we doing and how did it get this crazy? Well, I'm sure everybody here has a different day that it feels crazy. But one of the magical things that I have found is what Uma was just speaking about. If you don't take time to stop and get still enough to remember, you will forget the magic that got you here. Because when you're tired, when you're emotionally confused, when you're overwhelmed, when you have too much work, when people are annoying, you will easily forget, I came here to consciously do this with people who know there is design and control, not just in the natural world. We are made up of organic substance. We are made up of things that came from design and control, and we have consciousness in the midst of design and control. Springtime is, like, I just look at the irises, and I think, they weren't here in December. And I just planted a lot of zucchini seeds. And it's like, from that one seed, I'm going to have enough zucchini for everybody. But I planted six. I give them to my patients. But I'm also a pessimist when it comes to planting seeds. So there is so much design and control and magic in one seed. How much do you think is in you? I mean, I'm not just talking about the seeds of our ovaries and our testes where the seed is within ourselves. I'm talking about the seed of conscious participation in the magic of being a human being. Rude was speaking about facilitation. You get to enfold a person and let them unfold. We were talking about that when Karen was wondering, did David say enfold or unfold? And I said, it's both happening at the same time. You enfold people or Sunrise Ranch or a situation so that it might unfold and reveal design and control. What a powerful act to do as a human being. Can you do it for yourself? Can you do it for a friend? Can you do it for all of Sunrise Ranch? Yes, you can. We are priests and priestesses of the mystery, of the magic, of the potential, of humanity consciously on earth creating heaven on earth. Small job, hey? When I think about the words design and control, I think about all the limitations that are on them. If I put the word magic with both of them, I free them both up. The magic in the design and the magic revealed when control is present. That's very different than I got the pattern, you coordinate the job. Because there's something about both those words that feels dominating. Both of them are necessary for freedom. If they don't take you to freedom, you're not using them the way they are, the magic will be revealed. So thank you for how much you participated in these last few minutes, and I just want to open the space for a comment or two if anybody has something to add. We still have a few minutes, so you're all still participating.
Well, Jane, I think you really facilitated the flow of life in our gathering this evening. All four speakers have. I just feel that there's a beautiful setting, a beautiful atmosphere here where we have been conscious of facilitating that for each other and entering into that that design of life in a beautiful way, particularly seeing it in nature, which some of you have brought to us, resonating with that. And we see it all around us right here on the ranch right now. Can that just open up our hearts even more fully to the design and control that is present here on the ranch, but it is present in our individual hearts and minds. And when we bring that from within ourselves and then bring that from another or invite it from another, wow, we have something absolutely glorious here. And I felt it tonight, and I just celebrate what we've offered together here.
I'm sure I've received like a whole new way of seeing design and control from this and facilitating that the natural unfolding of control is nature. That nature is already set up with the design to control the unfolding of the design. It's designed to, have the control of design as it unfolds. And like the baby, it just happens. You just have to let it happen. And that the best way to facilitate control of divine design is by not trying to control, by just letting things happen the way that they are designed to happen. And then I think we come up with our own designs and then try to control based off of that. And then you can only imagine what happened if that happened in the womb. You'd have an abomination. And yet, some way humans have created that by taking design and control into themselves. And just facilitating nature unfolding is it's new, but I'm seeing it differently, and it's kind of exciting.
Thanks, Gary. I think there is one of the tricky things when we talk about letting is sometimes people feel like, well, I just don't need to think about anything. I just need to passively be present. But it's an active wisdom present to see. Your sight matters. I mean, how you participate is because of the light and the sight. When you see and understand the pattern, you participate in it. You don't just like sit like a doormat and say, well, it's going to happen anyway. We are creators, and we get to use our sight and our light to move things forward. You know, this thing that I say about do something for somebody quick, oftentimes how the flow is moving just gets stuck, and it just needs a push of outness so that we can again receive from above, let it out and receive from the earth and raise it up. It's a flow that's happening in the design and control. There's flow. It's not just a stagnant pattern that's going to be revealing itself. It's not just a cutout pattern. It's a living thing. Design and control are living things. I mean, it's really, you know, I thought David was far less abstract. I just, so good night. I mean, let's just be with that. Thank you.